No, she didn't talk to Charlie, our old bass player. And she didn't go off with Steve.
Not the cougar, not the cougar.
Yeah, she took me up to the balcony,
past Kenneth, Keith, Cal, and back,
and gave a Yingling to me.
Ow!
New Jersey girl, New Jersey girl, come on and rock my world. New Jersey girl, New Jersey girl, I wanna love you. New Jersey girl.
Yeah, what's up, Jeep?
We're all your landlord.
You gotta come hang out with us.
It's in the lease.
We're putting
you called back.
You have to be our bestest friend.
Forevers.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Will you be my friend?
Hurry up and get over here. Someone
hey,
has
Dark
to wear
Stranger.
The unicorn. Hi, Gregulate. I'm a kid.
Gregulate. Gregulate and I are psychically linked tonight.
Yeah, with the Zyklon ideas.
Yeah. Oh, there's Randy again. Randy posted twice about her new phone number. So she needs to be called
Randy.
Again.
She sounded cute. You should call her back.
Is she actually Randy?
Oh, Randy so Daniel. Her last name is a man's
Randy
name, too.
Randy Daniel.
It's like Randy Dandy.
Randy Dandy.
Way too good for words.
Who's this, yo? Who's this, yo?
I just
who's this, yo?
I'll put a pistol to your ass. I just posted her Facebook page.
Please leave me alone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Randy. Randy, you posted your number twice on Facebook. I felt I needed to call you again.
She's a lot less.
I love girls with boys' names.
Randy?
Randy doesn't like us anymore.
Yeah.
Mr. Dandy?
We lost a friend there.
A lot less.
Dr. Dandy?
Call her back. Call her back.
Oh, this guy's name is Ryan Kemper.
I never want to leave her alone.
What's his name, Brad?
Ryan Kemper.
Like the killer? Like Mr. Kemper?
Maybe.
Edmund Kemper. Like the fact you know that Dark Stranger is awesome. Hello, it's Edmund Kemper there.
Edmund Kemper?
Speak up.
Edmund. Edmund Kemper. Edmund. I'm looking for an Edmund Kemper. We're trying to do a documentary about the killer.
Your new phone is awful, sir.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was actually related. It's not like it's a common name.
Yeah, I think you hit a sore spot there, Matt.
Another one of these assholes.
Fucking Edmund Kemper's awesome.
He's just like, it never ends.
You watched it. You watched the interview with him, and he's like, yeah. I had my mom's head in the fucking freezer, and I would fuck it in the shower here and there.
He's a true sociopath. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah, he is like... They told them not to get things from the... unless they had the college sticker, and he's like, my goddamn mom worked there. So these bras would just hop in the car, and I'd fucking chop.
You have reached the voicemail box of 417-429-8656.
God damn it. Hey, Alana, this is your landlord, Colleen. I wanted to hang out with you because it's in your lease.
Go research Edmund
All Kemper. Your names are first names, you bitch.
City time.
Brad, that idea is so amazing. I love it.
It's not my idea. It's toothpaste.
Is it his icon?
He comes up with the best ideas ever for us.
Find.
He's the one that came up with sand in the apartment and snowplows.
I remember the sand in the apartment.
Awesome. Zyklon's fun.
And then when I email him to show him that we've turned his comics into pranks, he thinks they're retarded. He says it's stupid. I think he's just trolling me.
Does he say that?
Kind of.
What did he say?
Can we get his phone number?
He's just like, it's not funny if you do it in real life, you know? Like I'm an idiot.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
He doesn't understand.
So you won't be getting any free swag.
I have dedicated entire Craigslist shows to snowplows.
Snowplow.
You mean snowplows. I mean snowplows.
Right.
Let's do snowplow calls.
Snowplow.
I mean snowplows.
Oh, fine.
Oh, hi. This is your landlord.
This is right. I don't have a landlord.
You do now.
You do now, douchebag.
You do now, spook.
You do now.
What's up? How's living in slavery feeling? Welcome to Obama's America. Coming down hard.
Who is this?
The hell?
It's coming down hard. Come on, buddy.
Nick, where are your parents, landlord?
We were joking about this the other day. Man, I told you I was going to fuck with you. Or you were that hammered.
No, it's not
a ring. What?
Who is it?
Jesus, you are a fucking...
Your worst nightmare.
This is your buddy, Maddie.
Maddie.
You fucking dumb cunt. Hey, yeah, just fucking with you for the night. Just wanted to see if we could get you outside to get you on this TV show.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Just drop your drawers and go to the front door and be like, I don't know about the apocalypse.
Sit there with your cock out
and say it. I don't know nothing about no fucking apocalypse. And stand there with your dick out.
Matt, how drunk are you tonight?
What the hell are you doing?
Grab your ball skin and make a chicken wing and tell the apocalypse it can kick you in the ass.
Will you teabag Matt fucking Hillock for me? It's my greatest dream.
Matt.
What?
Why are you so drunk tonight, man?
This guy's gonna teabag you.
Matt, there's got to be a limit on your drinking.
Matt's just angry tonight.
For the phone show night.
Why are you so angry, dude?
Give me a U.S. state that has snow.
My phone's ringing.
Alaska.
Okay.
Hey, do all you guys go on the field here?
Colorado.
Yo, everyone on the
I thought I was doing. I thought I was doing well with that fucking goddamn egg.
Oh, I thought you were too.
Nobody's answering.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Whatever. Everybody wants to say, like, it's horrible.
Oh, we're still
wanting a wiggling stick guy.
We're still leaving a message for somebody.
What's the area code for Alaska?
Zyklon just Twittered me.
Find it for me.
We should call
907.
Intel and ask them if Tron is real.
What?
Who do we call for that?
NFL.
Ask him if Tron is real.
The movie.
The movie.
You have maximum time permitted to record.
Alaska.
Does anybody go on the PLA form? You guys.
What was the Square?
I do. I was creeping through it the other day.
Night, Ted Webb.
I was thinking about
me
posting
too, once
on
in
it,
a while.
But I don't know.
You should.
Hello?
I'm gonna go to it tomorrow.
Hi. Who's this?
Who are you?
We asked first.
I asked you first, yeah. Dumb broad.
You call me.
Yeah, but we asked you first. That's the rules. You have to tell us first.
We're the members of Cactus Anonymous.
You're legally obligated to give us your name.
Yeah, you gotta do it quick.
Cactus Anonymous.
But I never...
Cock
this up.
Yeah.
Whoa,
like
there. What's going on there, buddy? What just happened? The speaking choked to death?
That's the porn dick in the mouth.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Tell me when you no longer want.
Come on.
Yeah, it's snowplows.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck you, you proper little cunt.
Oh, you're giving me snowplow numbers?
God, you're not even looking in the chat.
I wasn't, I just now noticed it. I'll call one next.
This one's stolen.
It's stolen?
Stolen?
The one that's just called Don. Yeah.
This guy's name is Tim, if you wanna.
It's only, most of them are delayed.
Hi, let me speak to Tim. Oh, she hung up.
Wow, that was bitchy.
That wasn't very nice at all. My feelings are hurt.
Fucking cunt. Dark Stranger.
What?
That was funny how you said that.
It was a cute interchange.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message. Your call has been forwarded to the GCI voice messaging center.
Guys, what would on
the GCI is coming in on us now. You don't want
crap,
the
not the GCI.
This guy's been snowplowing for 15 years.
Holy shit.
He's got some experience. Hey, I need you to plow my snow.
Who is this?
Listen,
this is Kevin.
Listen, we just need to know one thing. Is it snow plow or is it snow plow? Which one? Pick. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking cunt.
I'll be quiet. I ruined everything.
He's been getting prank-called for 15 years.
Are Alaskans just dicks?
Yeah, they are.
I'll ask the next Alaskan if they're all dicks.
The only export from Alaska is the Gregulate shop.
Your call has been forwarded to the
Greg Cast.
Yeah. Who said that?
Herbal.
Oh my god, I didn't even...
Are you Alaskan?
You guys can fag it up later.
Greg, you need to make a new show. Your show's awesome.
I know, I'm actually in the process of making one because I'm unemployed right now, so...
Yay. Make as many as you can while you're unemployed.
Wow, the ice highway is pretty cool.
Wait, Gregulate, you're a faux loser that's unemployed?
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Is that like the common theme of mafia layers?
I bet you also like cacti.
You know, I don't think I've had a job in about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
I'm like 3 weeks unemployed, and I'm like lost, but I love it.
Yeah, but it's odd to hear that you're like a PLA dude and you're unemployed, because usually such like go get.
Yeah, totally, Matt.
Fucking hell! All I need to do is save up for one razor blade, and that's not expensive.
Brad, I actually have a question.
Is regular Rob still alive?
It is Troy. Sorry, Mr. Call.
Troy.
Fucking Troy.
Tone, please record your message. Troy. When you have finished recording, press one.
Call someone else.
Options.
Just leave a message.
Hi, Troy.
Troy. Asshole for $30.
Troy, how are you, dude?
Troy.
Die in a fire, Troy.
Everyone's calling.
Fuck. You're the worst.
We all hate you.
You got defeated by a wooden horse.
People saw what you did on the internet.
Fucking maggots crawling.
They saw what you did, cunt.
You're the most hated person in Roy, New Mexico.
Brad.
What?
What?
You remember how you used Vlogger to host podcast feeds?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Yo, this is Mike Graham.
Wait, what was that, Gregulate?
Well, didn't they stop allowing that?
Not exactly, but it seems like they're getting ready to stop supporting it. Like, with the new layout, it's not going to be an option anymore.
Do you have an alternative yet?
No, I haven't found anything. I think I'm just going to set up feeds on my own site, which sucks.
Shit.
I don't want to deal with that, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? What's going on?
Like, to make the easiest way to make podcast feeds is to just get on Blogger and set it up a certain way so it's like a podcast feed.
Yeah.
And there's a shitload of podcasters out there that do that. They're all going to be screwed if this actually happens. But maybe we're wrong. You know, maybe they'll still support it.
Jesus Christ. We all need to start setting fires. And make people realize
car fires and just throw people on the car.
Nah, do we need to start burning shit up and fucking yelling at them in the streets?
I agree.
Hey, Brad, does like Tumblr offer like podcast feed stuff?
I don't think so, but I haven't really checked. You just
or
need to be
a FeedBurner. What's the deal with FeedBurner?
FeedBurner forwards feeds for you or something, doesn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't know, because I just see a lot of people use it.
Yeah, me too.
Usually they use it alongside a normal feed.
Okay. Dude, hey, Brad, set up a fucking BBS, dude.
I could be wrong. What? Why?
So we can make
it. And post everything. Post everything on that BBS. That's like under the radar.
And I'll try and get like all of the listeners.
Not the landline. There's a way to do it. Like
You can Telnet. But I'm not going to offer Telnet. Fuck that. If we're going to go old school, it's going to be phone lines. We're going to get everyone that wants to listen has to get a phone line and a 2400 baud modem.
I'm down.
We're going to restart FidoNet.
Yeah, I remember the last time I had a phone line.
I'm going to be like ex-Kermit all up in your face, bitch.
Y modem G up in his motherfucker.
Z modem is the best.
Finally, wow, I got a reason to use my AOL CDs from 96.
You need to use them to make a beautiful border around your room.
No.
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna take off for a bit, okay?
Okay, bye, Brad.
I'll be back soon.
Hi, Dark Stranger.
Very soon.
Dark Stranger.
Oh, that wasn't creepy at all.
I was asked. Yeah, man, what's up with that?
Hi.
Dark Stranger, think about you.
I was asking you.
This little, like, cold island, and I just want to give you a hug, kid.
Who has control of the conversation now that Brad left?
No one. Nobody.
Me, you fucking cunts.
I was asking you, Ian. Do you pronounce it Netherlands?
Here's what I think. That's what I think about that. I just flushed my toilet to you.
Not Newfoundland.
Netherlands.
Fuck this.
I'm gonna start calling it that.
Last I've had native control.
Did you see? There's a letter. Well, Labrador is like the not island part of where I live, and they shut down the schools because of the temperature. It's so cold.
The Labrador Retrievers.
We have two dogs.
No, Labrador, there's no retrieving. There's no retrieving because they'd freeze to death on the run to the school.
So they have to shut schools.
Look at Newfoundland dogs. They look like bears. They look kind of
so
like
strong.
And they can swim.
They swim like motherfuckers.
Yep.
Zyklon, I heard, he has a bunch of, like, Labrador Retrievers. He invented the Labrador Retriever.
Dun, dun, dun.
Guy's messed up because
he's kind of crazy.
Founded them in Newfoundland, too.
Who, Zyklon?
Yes, sir.
He did? Oh, man. Laugh track.
What?
Fucking. I'm gonna slit your throat, man.
You're gonna slit my throat?
I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna slit your throat.
Why would you even say that? If you ever find me, we're gonna go have like lunch and drink a bunch of beer.
We'll go head to head and I'll fuck you up.
And then, like, afterwards, they'll be like, we should go do something, but would you rather just watch a cartoon, man?
No, dude, first thing we're going to do is play a game of fisticuffs, and then whoever the winner is chooses what we
okay.
do next.
Okay, Gregulate. If ever I meet you in real life, I'm just hitting you in the fucking head with the beer bottle.
That's not, oh, that's you Chicago can't, it's got to be bare fists.
It's got to be the bigger version of the stick.
It has to be bare fists.
No, fuck you. Fuck you, cunt. You want to fight me for no reason, and I like you. So fuck
Edelbar
you.
Mustache
if I ever meet weird. You, yeah, there's none of that. There's no put up your duke shit. Fuck you. If I ever see you even from the back, and they're like, that's Gregulate, I'm just going to come up and fucking
if I ever
smash
see you,
your head
if
open.
If I get a whiff,
and just,
you,
and just lay on. You'll get a whiff before you see me.
I will smell you, and I will go over there, and I'll fucking shoot you with a laser beam under your fucking before
laser.
You can even. So you won't even be able to walk to me before you try that shit, bitch.
Yeah.
I can see you two meeting going at on DEFCON and like Gregulate's wearing a Hello Kitty shirt or something like that.
I'm sorry, this letter is very tiny. You'll have to get your mic.
And I'm wearing my fuck you, we're from Texas shirt.
It's like from a Gigi Allen concert in 1991, yeah. Covered in blood yeah. and feces.
Matt, I will fucking do a roundhouse kick to your face and drop the <Okay. Yeah. laughs>
Yep. What the fuck is going on here? What's up with all the hate?
Violence!
All these challenges. It's ridiculous. I'm just saying, if I ever see you, I'm gonna fucking... I'm definitely attacking you.
I know, if I ever see you, I'm gonna fucking grab a plant and smash it over your face.
I really liked you, but you made it all weird.
Gregulate's gonna drop a potted plant on your head, and there's gonna be a giant knot that comes out of it.
Gregulate, you don't know how my stupid brain works. Like, I'm not gonna remember in an hour when we get friendly again. Like, I'm just gonna think, like, Gregulate, clock.
And then you
I'm so glad I brought a hammer.
Matt,
and then we'll
make it. Let me just say, this is two things. First of all, number one, you couldn't beat me in a fight, so you don't even have to worry about it. But number two, I'm just kidding. I love you, dude. I wouldn't actually fight you.
I would just stab you in the neck.
You wouldn't be able to. I'm faster than your my reflex are fast.
Dude, if I sneak up behind you and just stab you in the neck.
I have ninja reflexes. I would know.
Since when has this turned into a Napoleon Dynamite movie?
Yeah. God.
I have ninja reflexes. I'll get you with my nunchucks.
This is how it's going to happen.
I love you too, Gregulate.
The two are going to meet for tea, and then Gregulate will be
we're going to drink beers.
Dude, seriously, and if we all got together...
Fucking faggots drink tea, and we're going to push off the table.
Well, hear me out. He's going to say, you guys are going to meet for tea. He'll say one lump or two, and you'll say, da, two, and then he'll hit you over the head twice. Lump humor, it's coming back.
Yeah. Oh God!
Shave and a haircut.
If you come for hope, I will take you out and buy you some Yingling, my friend.
All right, buddy.
You know what? I will.
It's awesome.
I don't even. Are you coming for hope?
That was starting to sound a little gay there or something.
I don't even care. I have nothing to hide. I'm in
love. Whatever. I like the kid. I definitely hope to be there. That sounds so stupid.
It's a relationship like mutual love. He knows that I could beat him up, so he respects me and then he gives me a lot.
You're the alpha male.
I'm a little dog.
I'm just off track, Matt.
Gregulate, you're like the lead sled dog.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I'm the cat that would burn your whole family alive afterward.
And then eat your face.
Thank you. you'd have that win. But
I never heard the story. How did you break your leg, by the way? And what the hell? Who are we calling?
It's not broke. I don't think so. I just tumped over, like, making a bet up from my buddy the other day.
Yeah, your story, Matt. You forgot to include that part about how he actually did it.
Yeah.
He skipped over that.
It's over. Now when everyone listens to the podcast, they're going to be like, fuck.
Hey, Matt, let's edit the story right now. Like, tell me the story, and I'll drop it in to that part.
Yeah,
Should it be, like, mailbox belonging to...
Yeah, put ninjas in it and pirates.
Yeah. Matt, go.
And then the ninjas all came in, and they were very...
No, ninja pirates. Ninja pirates.
The actual story.
Ninja pirates. Pirate spies.
They definitely were pirates. I don't know. They were wearing black on their face, but they... So, I don't know.
They had black masks, but they also had eye patches over them.
Yeah, so that's how you knew they were pirates. And they grabbed a hold of me and went to work on my goddamn leg. They're like, fuck you, Hillock.
Holy shit, man.
We're going to work this shit over. It's because I've been doing all that work overseas. Like trying to free everything.
Free everything. Free as in beer.
Free everything.
Free beer for everybody.
That was the best story ever.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
I still don't know why he broke his leg.
Zycon idea. Call him warning. Call him warning radio number tonight. Leave a message with just Gregolate and Matt arguing to see if they play it the next morning. We'll just
yeah, oh, what? That's like a message.
That's from Herbal.
That's awesome.
That's from Zyklon. Zyklon is a good idea.
Are they the same people?
No, no. Definitely yeah. not. Because we can actually hear Herbal.
Aww.
Who, Herbal and Zyklon?
Yeah, they're not the same person. That's crazy.
Zyklon's hard to hear.
Yeah. Well, Zyklon, his speed, his voice, like it's kind of like the same frequency as if you rub your hand around a crystal glass really fast, you know?
Yeah, I'll rub your hand around my
hand. Damn it, Matt. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, we'll make it hum, motherfucker. Play my water fucking harp.
What song should I play right now?
What?
We need to play a song.
MC Chris.
MC Chris. Good MC, call,
MC
Nick.
Chris what?
Chris. Pizza Bud.
Okay. MC Chris ain't no rappy.
Boba Fett.
No, he ain't no... No, fuck Boba Amen, Fett. Everybody Matt. Knows
no,
that
no, fucking do the Hey, Brad, if you're doing MC Chris, do the Tussin.
Okay.
The Tussin. That is good.
Weird, I can't find I pizza. Like Tussin. I can't find the pizza butt.
Song. Yeah, pizza butt? Yeah, that's a good one, man.
It's not in here.
Tussin. The Tussin.
What do you guys think is his best album? Because it I be just terrible. Downloaded his newest one today, and it's kind of shit.
Was it the kids' album?
Yeah, I've been, like, off of him since, like 3 or 4 albums deep. When he started doing those little zombie pictures of himself.
Was it kids?
No, this was
a kids
Race
album?
Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet. I bought his he had like a double album that he did a while back or something.
Yeah.
And like I hated that. I bought it at his concert. I like showed up at the last minute and wasn't able to hear him sing, but I still bought something and it sucked.
Did you hear that Marshmallow Playground kids album that he did? It's a piece of crap.
Oh, didn't hear that one.
It's there's like 3 songs in it and the rest is just like skits of him pretending to be a little kid.
I hate that. That's what Race Wars was. It was like every other track was like a skit.
Yeah, he does that on all his, or a lot of them.
I like really? Some of the skits on the original albums.
Oh, I didn't know he did that on all of them.
Not all of them. Oh, no, yeah. There's several.
It's
though.
Like a. It's,
several.
It's really a throwback to like the mid '90s because there was a lot of rappers back then that did that, and so like the nerdcore community kind of like brought that.
Hey,
aspect
did you ever hear when Insane Clown Posse had Jerky Boys in every few tracks?
What?
I think it was on the it was the one right after Great Malenko. They had a bunch
Brad,
of.
Will you just admit that you're a secret juggalo?
No, I used to
Dude,
listen to them a lot.
I
yeah,
so
for real.
Want to go,
Brad Carter?
So but I would like
break out the grease paint.
I so want to go to a gathering. I guarantee I would have a fucking ball
if
there.
I still lived in Illinois, I would go to a gathering. I would come and pick you up first, Matt.
Yeah.
I want to go like, to
Illinois.
I didn't hear about the gathering until after I left there. I don't know if they did it back then.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch Workaholics?
Yeah, that's my favorite, man, when they bring them back to that goddamn corporate thing.
Yes. It's where they went ridiculous. To the Juggalo Festival?
Yeah. Well, yes. So, yeah, I know what you're... Oh, you're explaining it for the listeners that ain't here.
So,
you guys should watch that.
These are obviously stupid.
I'm pretty sure the album it's from is Bizarre. I don't seem to have that one, but it has a bunch of Jerky Boys tracks on it. Like 3 of them, I think.
Interesting. Play it. Play it right now.
I don't have it. I can't find it. I could get it on YouTube, I guess.
They fucking, it's funny, like, stupid ICV back in the day when I used to hang around with a bunch of, like, real ghetto-y, like, black gangbanger kids. And there used to be a music video channel called The Box that people could just call up and have things played.
Wasn't that UHF or something?
Huh?
We had one that was on a UHF station.
Yeah, it was call-in video. Like, everybody had it. And you could just call up and pay, like, a buck. And then your video would come up. And people used to play.
That was so high-tech.
ICP, Great Malenko. And I'm like, they're like, these motherfuckers are almost crazy as Gigi Allen, yo. Like, they're like... like, because it would just come up like everybody else would watch it. It's,
wow.
It's, but they're fucking, yeah, they got a lot of goofy fucking fans, man.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of good fans. They definitely like, do. I've got so many buddies that I've just fucked with, and I'm like, but you're a fucking juggalo, you goof.
You're
yeah. I think the Jerky Boy stuff, it's like on the end of their own tracks, so I don't know which songs to listen to find the Jerky Boys. I swear it's there, though. Or maybe it was the one after Bizarre.
I saw your thing about the Jerky Boy, the one Jerky Boys podcast the other day. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, the other guy?
Still sucks. I called and left a voicemail, though, and said Cactus.
Yay. A new one came out today. I haven't listened to it yet, but maybe it has.
Dude, how cool would it be if we get the fucking Jerky Boy on here?
he won't do it now because he wants everyone to call his show.
Yeah, he'll never do it.
He's doing all these interviews. He's interviewing himself.
He's going to do a cross stream.
We require a special guest.
I asked
you
him.
You can't cross the streams.
Hey. It says, according to Wikipedia, the Jerky Boy guy was in the ICP movie Big Money Rustlers.
Hustlers.
Yeah. Well, no, Rustlers was the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two movies?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't even watch the first one.
Rustlers is the Western-themed one.
All right. You know what, Brad?
What?
And everyone on the call, actually. So now that I've had more free time, I've realized that the only real time that, like, PLA people get together is just, like, Tuesday night for the PLA for your show.
I know.
There's no real centralized, like, spot where everyone always hangs out and just, like, socializes in the middle of the week, unless it's, like, Tiny Chat, kind of.
What's wrong with Tiny
but
Chat?
But not really.
That's where
Tiny
we all
Chat
are.
Tiny Chat sucks, because you can't use it on, like, your iPhone.
Tiny Chat does suck. Yeah. I hate it.
I wish there was a normal chat room.
We often do conferences. Just randomly.
Yeah, let the guy speak his idea.
Someone needs to call me, then. Like,
well, like, when are the conferences? There's no, where? How do you even hear the conferences?
We're just not invited. Like,
no, I think if you asked around.
Not cool enough?
Oh, well, okay, if you want to be invited, I will ask you next time. I'm on a conference.
Okay.
Well,
I'm never on Skype.
Yeah, and the one thing that you can do is if you want a conference to happen, you just start calling people and say, hey, you want to start a conference.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Add us all to your list.
Take the initiative, dude.
Then we stay up all night.
I haven't been on Facebook for like 3 days. I haven't been anywhere.
Oh my God.
Is like a big deal. I was like, I gotta pull my shit together to get out of this call tonight.
I was just wondering if I was missing something. Like, is there a spot where everyone always socializes before?
No. Things happen every now and again, but there's not secret parties that you're not invited to.
There's the forums, the PLA forums, and that has like a different set of people on it. Like there's a little bit of crossover, but for the most part,
do people use a forum still?
I was just been through them the other day.
Yeah, not as much as they used to.
And it made me feel so bad that like I hadn't been posting where. Because it was so awesome. I was like, oh, fuck. I should be posting more in here.
Yeah.
And Brad, your picture is so awesome.
Okay, everybody go to the forums and post.
Yeah, let's all hang up and go to the forums.
Your RoboCop picture is awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Let's do that. Let's all your resolution is start going on the forums more.
I'm going there right now. I'm going to see how many people are on currently.
Yeah. I'm going to go there too.
My browser.
See, when I go on any page on Phone Losers and the live thing comes up.
Oh, well, there's a link to shut the live thing off.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Sorry, that was me. Sorry.
What just happened?
Oh, there's no.
Dude, I love that you're playing that fucking goddamn stupid song. The time has come to say fair's fair.
But see, then when I like delete all my cookies and stuff, it's like, yeah, we're gonna play this live thing again.
I forget who does this.
You're a live thing. That was Midnight Oil.
Oh, that's right.
You know, wow. The new menu isn't as exciting, but it's easier to
navigate. Why does my brain still work, Brad?
I don't know, Matt. Let's figure this out.
It's ridiculous, man. I've been playing, I got a lot of emulators, so I've been laying up with my leg up and playing old, Nintendo games that I haven't played since, 87 and 88 and shit. Really old Nintendo games, and I still know exactly what to do.
There's 31 guests right now on the forum.
Everybody at once.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm sorry I wasn't able to answer the phone. Remember, sure to get back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. I'm sorry.
Wow, you guys can put me on top.
The call has not been set up yet. Voice messaging center. Nine.
Nice.
The mailbox belonging to
Ron 357-4149.
This is your landlord.
Wow, every single one was.
Please leave a message and I'll return it as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Nobody likes you.
Me?
Me? No, Matt, not you.
You're so paranoid, Matt.
Matt, we love you, dude.
Everybody loves
well,
you.
Well, everything just like crazy.
Guys, I'm totally registering right now in the forums.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm in the forums.
I'm gonna get on there.
Everyone post in my thread.
What?
Let's invade the forums.
24-hour marathon one.
Except what the fuck? Girl. This registration is a bitch.
Which thread do you want a post in, kid?
It says post here. Obey.
Okay.
What's with this Dino Altman authentication?
Oh, what does it say? I think the answer is cordless.
Yeah, but you have to click here, and then it takes you... It doesn't open in a new tab. It opens straight from there, so you have to go back and resubmit.
Are you in?
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
I'll try deleting my system.
You tried mashing all the keys.
Are you in general discussion?
Dark I'm Stranger. Still trying to register.
Here, I'll post a new topic right now.
I posted one. I'm in all things PLA, apparently.
Shit, I can't even remember what my fucking username is.
Yeah. Yes, someone posted in my thread.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3. Message review. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Okay, Brad.
Hey.
This is a fucked up human test. You have to change this, dude.
A human what?
The human robot test where you have to read through this massive Dino Altman story to figure out what the phone is?
No. It's a cordless phone, you retard.
I typed that. It's not accepting it.
Cordless, all lowercase.
Cordless. It's not accepting it. Oh.
I'm reading your thing now. The tussin.
Not accepting cordless.
hobo tripping all night long. Way back, college boy, live on 11th floor. Hey, I'm a weirdo, wonder what I'm living for. Knock on my door, what's the store? It's my buddy Box, put the rabbit in his pocket, saying he is out of luck. Need a 44 party through my lord, King of Reuben. All he's got is snot and a box full of looting. Tell him about the Tessin, we're hating on Watson, interrupting discussions about economic repercussions. Fuck him, we're fucking chug-a-lugging. Through my stomach, I'm hugging, I'm tripping or something. Lakota button, keep it down like a dungeon.
What was that?
I tripped it like Jesus in the desert when he fasted.
I've heard that you can like do that Tussin shit like really easy nowadays too, because you can buy like breath strip things that already have like the concentrated shit. So you just like take a few of those breath strips and you're like doing the robo trip.
You can buy pure pills here.
I hear it's a dirty ass weird high. I hear it's a dirty high.
God, I'm a member now of the forums. Holy shit.
I just left.
Did you get did you get registered?
Yes, I did. It was very hard to pass the human test, though, but I made it.
Cordless.
See? It helps weed out people like you.
It was confusing. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, it was confusing because that yellow exclamation point doesn't change when you get it right. You just have to register.
Sure.
Fuck these forums already.
Hey, what's that music from, Brad?
It's Rail Maze. That's an iPhone game.
Oh, well, that's the shit. Like, I keep getting, like, loving that.
Yeah.
Because you even asked. You're like, who knows it's from?
It's pretty awesome.
What game are you playing now?
I'm not playing anything right now.
It sounds like Facebook. If I had a DVD paused on a really cool movie, or just the title screen, like, that music would keep playing.
I heard this song nonstop because I was really addicted to that game for, I don't know, like a month or something.
Yeah,
I never played Rail Maze.
And when it ended, I wanted to put it on here so I could still hear it. So I recorded
really
it off my phone.
It's like almost Western-y.
Yeah, dude, with that shit going, I imagine like two guys coming out of saloons with guns and shit.
When I was recording this off the iPhone, someone kept texting me, and it was pissing me off because it messed up the recording every time.
Oh, I thought you pulled the file, like the audio file off.
Oh, no, I recorded it into a program on Windows.
Oh, wow.
Listen to a Neo Morricone if you want some Western awesomeness. He did all music for the good, the bad, and the ugly, and all that.
Uh-oh.
Guys, where should
Dark
I post?
Stranger!
What? Board.
Dark, it posts in Dark Strangers thing. Because
yeah,
she's all mad.
My link is, is better than Brad.
We're having a contest.
I wrote Hugs Pretty Girl.
Let's see who can get more replies.
Hey, Brad, who's Markov?
He's in the Chinese.
He's the guy that had the idea for the tattoo calls.
Oh.
He sucks for that. That idea sucked.
Who's playing me back all of?
That's why I hear an echo. Turn off the live thing, someone.
Yeah, everyone turn off the live.
But Markov was the tattoo guy?
Yes.
He's a fucking awesome cat.
Is he? I don't really like him.
And the fact that he's using an uncle goddamn picture as his icon, and like nobody doesn't know what uncle goddamn is, I do.
I'm gonna pretend
and
I do.
The
crazy drunk southern guy, right?
Yeah, and they were burning his crotch up and shit. Yeah. Like I so much for like a VHS of that.
Oh, I got the torrent.
Well, I did. I'm just saying, like, fucking 10 years
gotcha.
Ago. Like, I spent a lot of money to get the Uncle Goddams. Like, I was, like, in a lot of scummy little video circles. But I loved that, too. I felt so bad for Uncle Goddam. He's just trying to get drunk and chill. Like, why are they fucking
closer to his nephews and they keep blowing him up?
I don't even think he was trying. I think he was just stuck. He couldn't go anywhere. And he was just hammered and just like, fuck it. Like, whatever. Like, and the dude's picture's awesome. With the silver face of him just kind of looking with the square at his mouth.
Brad, did you draw these avatars?
What avatars? No.
Yeah.
I think Third Worm did, if they're the ones I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Who's Third Worm?
You mean the Forum Monk?
He's an old PLA person. He used to be around a lot, but he's not so much anymore.
Okay, why do people leave? God, never let me leave.
They discover girls.
Yeah.
Once I leave for his, like, 4 days, and I come back. I always come back.
Luckily, I already have a girlfriend, so I'm already good.
As long as you're happy with me, I'll be here, buddy.
I'm going to choose this person.
I'm sitting here with quite possibly a broken leg.
Quite possibly.
I told you, Matt, let's get married, and then it'll all be paid for.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Dark Stranger, all right. Hit me up.
It's settled. Avril Lavigne is my avatar.
Dark Stranger.
The funny thing is,
I will marry you in a minute. I'll marry you in a fucking second.
Marriage is stupid. I just need
to get myself to Canada.
Yeah.
And then you can fix my leg.
Yeah.
Just run on up there.
I have friends that married. American
friends
that marry Canadians just for benefits.
Yeah, they do that for money, but I don't have any money. I'm a fucking scumbag.
Sounds like the movie Misery.
Yeah, but Canada, you're only doing it out of the kindness of your heart, kid.
Why not?
That's awesome. I'll be there.
He's on his way.
No, I'm not today.
He's hanging the phone up right now.
I'm too drunk to fucking walk. There ain't no hanging up on the goddamn computer. No, I'll hook it up when next goddamn unemployment check comes in. We'll get.
I've got first aid.
Jesus, I want to like sit on that little island with you. Stare at the ocean. Think about Cthulhu.
Quick, someone get a number to call.
You should look up giant squid from here.
Well, it's called Domino's.
I'll get you numbers. Okay. What do you want?
Oh,
Craig's
yeah.
What's a good Domino's city?
Actually, I was just thinking about trying to call Keith.
Domino's.
All right, let's call
Keith. Are all empty.
I'm going to find you some stuff.
I've been pranking them since the 80s.
Brad, I'm going to send you Yingling, dude, awesome. To your P.O. box.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to do it, too.
Is that allowed?
I don't know, bro. Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to do it, too, not Brad.
Keith.
Hello?
Keith. We need to speak with Keith. Keith, can you speak up?
Pablo?
Hey, Keith, what's going on, bro?
No, his name's Nate.
What do you
do? This is not.
Yo, fuck you. Put Keith on the phone.
Nate is not great.
Not very nice.
Nate, where's Keith? We're calling from the corporate office, and we need his home phone number.
Your phone sucks more dick than you, dude. I can't understand you.
He's my translator.
Is he?
It's odd because he sucks a lot of dick. I don't know how much more dick that folk sucks.
Je m'appelle not Brad.
We need Dr. Pepper.
Je m'appelle.
Give me some fucking Dr. Pepper, bitch.
Je m'appelle Dr. Pepper.
I need 2 liters of Dr. Pepper. Bitch.
No. No, we're from the corporate office.
Oh, yeah.
We need all. Yeah, we need the phone number.
We get a discount.
8 delivery orders.
Look at him. You can actually see the gears in his head turning right now. Fucking goddamn
knucklehead. In like a drip.
Can you tell me all your specials?
Just going up and down.
Reading the entire menu.
Listen, Nate.
Stupid cunt.
Nate, are you listening?
Trying to. There's like 40 people talking.
Okay, sorry. That's my coworkers. I'm calling from the corporate office, and we're having computer issues. And we need you to tell us the phone numbers of the last 10 orders.
Dang. Too bad we haven't had 10 orders in like the past hour.
Well, just the last phone number from the last order you had.
Clearly, if you're wasting your time talking to us.
I'm not getting any numbers.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
I'll show you mine first.
What's Keith's number?
I don't know Keith's number. Should ask Keith.
Keith the phone.
Give Keith the fucking phone.
Retards don't know how to use the phone.
But Keith's not here.
What time does Keith get in tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, look at the schedule then.
Yeah, you do.
We get individual ones.
No, that's not true.
Ask
your manager.
I'm the manager.
I love how Tom Brad sounds like
he's... That's why you're not filming anything. You need to hustle that pizza on the corner.
All the paperwork at the end of the day.
Yeah.
All the paperwork?
You're an effeminate cunt that the real manager said, hey, do this, you fucking idiot.
I bet
he will take
lips.
Advantage of you because you don't have any balls.
I really am the manager.
You're a fucking cunt.
He's
can we talk
really
to
defensive.
Someone else then? Anybody else?
No, yeah, can you just give us the phone numbers, man? Come on. It's not going to come back to you.
They like to talk.
What?
Call Pizza Hut. They like to talk.
Nate, can I ask you a
question?
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Nate. Is this... Oh, are you going to burn down a Pizza Hut? Because we've had that kind of thing happen.
No, I'm not going to burn down anything.
So you're saying you want me to burn down a Pizza Hut and the manager...
He gives you permission to burn down a Pizza Hut.
Nope.
He said it.
No, can I place an order for pickup?
Wait, I have a question first. How come snow and plow don't rhyme?
Inquiring minds need to know.
Can you explain that, Nate, if you're such a manager?
You are talking to the manager.
He is so totally a manager.
You are talking to the manager.
You're a fucking... You're a goddamn dishwasher that got near a phone, you fucking goddamn minority.
Fucking white. Not a minority.
No, you're not. You're not.
Suck on the salami.
Hey, anything. You're low class. You're not the right class system.
What are you guys? You guys fucking sit at a radio station and call places all day. What does that make you?
I'm a white kid.
It makes us people that have a better job.
Hey,
than
what kind of car do you drive?
Because I have a $100,000 Mercedes and an Audi.
Because I drive an Audi.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
I drive an Audi.
Yeah, you drive a piece of shit. I drive an Audi.
Audi's all over here for the
You
win.
Probably drive a Chevy.
I think he has a car.
What do you got?
Nissan Versa.
What?
Smoke weed every day.
What'd you say? It's speech impediment. What?
What'd you say? What was that again?
Said it three times.
Say it again.
Okay, rice burner.
I'm not stuttering.
That's a good one. You got like three people on here trying to get.
No, there's probably actually like 10 of us.
Yeah, but way to have a rice burner and not help America stay strong, you fucking traitor.
Is business that slow?
Sell burgers here.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Can I get some breadsticks, bro? I need some breadsticks, dog.
I don't sell any breadsticks.
We all need breadsticks.
You
have cheesy bread or something.
Dr. Pepper.
What do you sell?
Burger, please?
Dumb ideals. Dumb ideals. And being a fucking
sir, stay on the line. We're calling
cunt.
Your manager.
We're calling Keith.
Guys,
did you know that a Wisconsin woman assaulted a man with pliers and made him drink urine?
I did not.
Oh.
That's
like it. Sounds like those Wisconsin women.
This just in.
Women rape men with pliers and force them to drink urine.
I know what I'm getting off to tonight.
I could have sworn I saw that on a Max Hardcore.
Look, they're sisters.
He's such a dick.
You guys, I'm in the general message board, general discussion, and the fourth thread down is Obama wins.
Look, they put in a picture of flyers just in case you didn't know what the flyers looked like.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. Hi, baby.
Can we talk to Bart?
Yeah, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart. What you doing?
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
What you thinking about?
This is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
We have your snowplow.
Hi, hey, Audrey, and hi, Bart.
Or not Skeeter, or whatever.
Hi, Audrey, Bart.
We need to know why snow and plow don't rhyme.
Who's this?
This is Mark Knopfler.
Please try to pay attention.
And Nikki.
You dumb broad.
One thing we all love is goddamn sleepy rape.
Now we're the an evil gang in Alaska, and we have your Ski-Doos. And we're putting them up for ransom.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Do you want
hey,
them back?
Is that Rebecca? What's your name again?
Will you answer the question now?
Sleepy rape time.
It's a red.
Oh, you need to give Bart a call on his phone.
No, he's on the phone. He's on with us right now. Bart, tell Audrey. Tell Audrey to.
Is he eating my shorts?
Tell Audrey to shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah, Audrey. Sorry, Audrey.
Audrey, Bart has something to tell you.
Scratching the underside of my.
She has your Ski-Doo.
I am hanging up now.
No, you can't. Call Bart. You can't. No, you can't.
No, Bart's
can't
on the phone up. Already. Okay. Bart, tell her.
Please,
no. Sabrina.
Bart.
Heard that, Bart.
Oh my god.
Dude, that sleepy rape time shit, that's what got me laughing. What the fuck?
Do you want numbers? I don't know what you want.
Sure, I don't care.
I don't know anymore.
I've still got He's Matt still and Carla.
To tell.
What happened and everything fell apart again?
Yeah, we all got disconnected.
We did?
Your
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
Jesus
system.
Christ, dude. I'm like
Is
dead.
Available.
I'm fitting my battery.
You didn't say that right, Matt. Record say
your
it message. Again.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. What's with all these messages? Jesus Christ. My battery's about to be dead. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, happy birthday, Acid Jazz. You just
Should I go grab my charger?
Hi, I can't take your call, but leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Hey. Yeah, fuck you.
Yes, do it, man. Do it.
Fuck that goddamn cum dumpster. Hey, Carter, should I go grab my charger?
I don't know. Yeah. I might be hanging up soon. So I
you know what, Brad? I don't appreciate your bullshit response to my thread that I started on your forum.
What?
Fuck you.
Well,
I'm putting a lot of LOLs
on
there.
Well, I better get on the forum post-haste.
Murdoch's going to think it's a takeover and he'll just, like, delete all your accounts.
Yeah, Murdoch's
been active since the phone winners tried to take over.
Where is
I'll
your
call him. Right? I got his number right here. Don't just say delete everybody.
I'm in the general discussions.
I see you there. I'm waving at you.
Let's get Bye. Some Domino's numbers. Let's. The delivery.
Speaking of like phone winners and stuff, another chapter. Has anything happened with Weirdo lately? Hecathorn.
Yeah, kind of. There's a new post on his website.
Oh,
about
awesome.
Just some weirdness happening at his homepage. like he started this thing where he started like retaliating on his site, like saying, "Oh, all these people are out to get me, and here's my side of the story." And
yeah,
it was really cool for
that work. That works out well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes people find our site about it.
Yeah,
with all our evidence,
exactly,
court records and stuff.
It's so stupid, like fucking. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. So after...
You're never going to win an internet argument with, like, this is, like, my side of the story. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he put a lot of work into that, and then it just disappeared, and now he's starting over. He's doing a new angle.
What a fuck.
Yeah. Okay, stupid God. Jason.
Yeah, you gotta question somebody who, like, tries to do shit like that, because it's, like, basically trying to win an argument during a flame war or something. You know, it's just, it's not gonna happen. You know? You're just screaming.
Yeah, he just doesn't get it. That is stupid. And just, like, fucking, you're literally stoking the flames, you goof, by fighting shit.
I'll stoke your flames.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm calling you on the rest
you
of
the You said it wrong off. Again.
Keep talking.
I just reported your comment, Brad.
Bastard.
As a moderator.
You bastard. I want to see if I got an email about it.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can all get kicked out of this forum.
To the moderator.
Who's the moderator?
I would think I would get it, but I haven't gotten anything yet. Murdoch will probably get it.
I said hateful comment was the reason.
Hate crime.
Okay.
Hate crimes are two of my favorite words ever.
I'm going to call Honolulu crime. Domino's Pizza.
I like hating people and I like committing crimes.
I like listening to Brad try to get it.
Hi, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, can you... Is Brad there?
Brad?
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be an employee or?
Yeah, duh.
Duh, there's no Brad that works here.
Oh, excuse me. You don't have to dumb me back.
Is there a dumbass bitch that works there?
Who works there that's a guy? Alright, if you dumb me one more time, I'm calling the police.
Duh.
I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Oh, get back in the kitchen.
You know what? You're a really mean person.
Pigs are coming at you, beater.
Make me a sandwich. I'm coming like in that. To pick up.
Wow.
Fucking whore.
I can't believe
one about. More time.
That went well. Plug in or find another power source.
Some people are just automatically assholes.
Well, actually...
No! Don't play the music
first.
Die,
what's
die.
Another?
Hair rappy in the back.
Have we ever been successful at a Domino's in Alaska?
Have
we tried Domino's in Alaska?
I don't know. I think probably we would have because we're always looking for earlier time zones.
Usually there's like 24-hour fitness centers that you can call.
Oh yeah.
Probably have like Jimmy's Pizza or something, not Domino's.
Bueno, we finally got Domino's something. Here.
We didn't have it for a long time.
What's that?
Big Beef Bueno isn't pulling up here.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, no. Jason's done it again.
Oh, I'm doffing them.
What are you doing, Matt?
I think Matt's jerking off on the...
Plug in the cord to his phone, so he's just rubbing it against his, like, speaker area. And this is what we hear.
Not the speaker area. Oh no.
He's so drunk right now.
Yeah.
I love this rap song.
Hey, Dark Stranger. Have you seen the video with his grandpa yet?
I don't think I did. Is
it new? That is so fucking hilarious. Yeah. He's like just like massaging and saying the weirdest shit to his grandpa for like
yes.
six
okay.
or 7 minutes straight.
Dark Stranger, you said you like the song. The guy's voice in the song is his grandpa, and there's a bunch of videos of him on YouTube.
Oh, I've seen the picture of him on the front of the album.
Yeah, but these are videos. And he like takes out his grandpa's false teeth and puts them in his own mouth and starts yelling things at him.
Where is this?
It's youtube.com/lateness2000.
Okay, that's where I am.
That's why I don't have it.
Which one is it?
Is there one about Grandpa? Surgery?
Operations on Grandpa?
Yes, that's the one. Like, check out the first part he draws on the Grandpa's face.
What'd you say, lateness 2000?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a video where he apparently is drowning a monkey in a toilet receptacle.
Yeah, that one's boring.
Subscribe.
You know what? Can I just say, Brad, you're the shit for doing all this PLA stuff.
Really,
we gotta give you props.
You need
to be recognized. If I was,
claps
if
for
I was
myself.
There, I would share my gobstoppers with you.
Wow. It's my job to fucking suck Brad Carter's ass. It's my job.
You're the man, Brad. You do a lot for PLA.
Matt's got the back covered.
Matt, you're going to be like Randy's grandpa when you're old.
Huh?
You're going to be like Randy's grandpa. Look at that. He's like an awesome old drunk.
Yep, someday Randy will be taking your false teeth out and putting them in his mouth.
That's good. I'm done. Jesus. I don't know. I haven't gone yet.
You haven't gone yet?
His grandpa doesn't give a rat's ass.
Well, when you get to be a certain age, you just don't care anymore. I think I'm like verging on it that I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think it's 35. I'm there.
This is creeping me out.
I'm past it.
I think everyone listening should.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza.
I'll put this link in time.
Oh my god, that's so fucking nasty.
Oh my god.
You should watch. Yeah.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza. Have you tried our new stuff?
Shut up, Domino's bitch.
They're so good.
Oh,
I bet you can't eat just one. Log on to www.domino's.com for the fastest and easiest way to
eat. I'll get food poisoning.
Oh my god, what the fuck
out of Domino's has three new stuffed cheesy breads.
You should watch the long one, the one that's like 30 minutes.
Try spinach and feta,
Rappy's
bacon
having relations
and jalapeno,
with his
or
grandpa.
Cheese only stuffed cheesy bread for only $5.99. You will love them. Please wait. Your customer service specialist will be with
comatose.
You momentarily. Or you can.
Thank you for calling. Hello, to order pizza for tonight.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
And it seems like we're having a problem with our computer here, and the orders that you're getting aren't coming through to our computer. Do you know when your last order was? Did I mess that up?
My last food order?
Yeah.
Well,
what time was it?
I'm not sure, because I'm not the one that orders the food.
Oh. Can't you look in the computer, though?
It would have been... Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay. She's got, like, pizza dough all over her hands. She
Domino's Pizza, we have
she's
the
go wash her hands.
Kids love. Choose Someone's 8 pieces slow. Of boneless chicken and an order of our delicious cinnamon sticks for only $9.99.
I think this is the most annoying
maybe you want to swipe a few
for
yeah,
Domino's.
I'm going to kill
so
this bitch.
For 14 pieces of boneless chicken and an order of cinnamon sticks
no
for only $14.99.
Half hour episode?
Please continue to hold and we'll be with you in just a moment. Or go to... Hello?
Hi.
Hola.
Hi.
I wouldn't know.
You don't know? Like, you can't
no,
see in the
sure.
computer? Can I talk to somebody that knows how to do that?
Well, I'm the one in charge right now. There's nobody else right now.
Oh, but you don't know how to see what time the last order was?
No.
How can you not know that?
Was that on fire?
How can you not know that? Don't you know how to use
yeah,
the computer?
I'm not the one that ordered the food.
Oh, well, if I can talk to the person that does that, I can have them do it.
Yeah, well, they're not in today.
Who else is there?
I'm the one in charge right now.
Okay, but who's there with you?
What was that, I'm sorry?
Who's there with you? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm the one in charge right now.
You can't be, you're a woman.
Yeah, women aren't allowed to be in charge of things. It's against the law.
Okay.
We need to talk to a manager.
They all seem to have gotten some sort of a memo.
God, Nick, you ruined it.
I know. What the fuck did I do? God damn it.
They all
go
seem
sit
to know.
In the corner in the naughty chair.
I don't want to be quiet.
I hope everyone that's listening, like, stops listening and just goes and watches that Rappy video.
It's so freaky that the grandpa, where I almost vomited watching him take out his grandpa's fucking dentures.
Is grandpa still around?
I can't wait to see the rest.
There's like 70 strands of saliva attached to it.
Can we do an interview with his grandpa? That would be an awesome special.
I don't think he's around anymore.
Oh. How about another grandpa?
I'm pretty sure he was dead in those videos, too.
Or his
when
mom.
When did Rappy start doing music? Like, I don't even know when that happened.
It's been like 10 years now. Like, he started out doing this show, and then he was making music for the show, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to some of his early stuff, because, like, even the stuff that we've
Captain
got...
Captain Underpants.
Really
Rappy
albums.
Say, watch Captain Underpants.
Guess
yeah, I need
what,
to
Nick?
Check some of his shit up. Nick, like, even that late in the show, he, like, says something about how he just did a new Zambodiar song, and I'm like... Going like, I really want to fucking hear that.
We should play an episode of Captain Underpants on a movie night.
Oh, just listen. Because. No, they're not episodes. They're just short songs and videos.
Where did these originally air?
No, it was a show.
Captain Underpants is
or a
show?
Book. Yeah,
yeah, it's
no,
a book.
Lateness.
We'd have to read the book.
Yeah.
Where
did Lateness originally air?
In Seattle, on the Seattle Public Access.
Sweet.
But Nick.
I'd read the book on here.
I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Captain Underpants. I ordered a set of books that has the CD that Rappy did.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm going to be able to get all the tracks off of the CD, and I'll put them up where we can hear them.
Hell yeah, that'll be awesome. Dude.
I paid $10 for the entire Captain Underpants set so I could get the CD.
Look, there's a Captain Underpants movie.
Are there really 47 people listening right now to us?
43. No.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
There.
Someone, hi, Matt.
Someone
Matt's
said
gotta
name.
Go.
Love you, Matt.
Matt?
His mom Matt? Hollered at him, so he has to
rock
go.
Matt. Yeah. Yep.
See you,
let
man.
It,
are
let
you
us talk to your
loud?
Mom. We'll straighten it out.
Yeah, put her on.
Yeah.
Underpants.
This video is so weird.
It's all right, Matt. We'll miss you and love you, and we will see you again soon, okay? Go on the forums tomorrow.
I love you the most,
oh,
Matt.
No.
Go die in a car fire.
Later, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Matt.
Later, Matt. This video is so weird. Rappy just kissed his grandpa on the nose while massaging his face.
We have to watch the Captain Underpants movie.
Left check, Matt knows. I
can't wait to see the rest of them. There's so many tapes that he has that are going to be up there.
What's with all these, like, extreme zooms, too? Like, one just went up his nose. He's, like, peeling his grandpa's lips apart.
It's
what
fucking
is going on
scary.
Here?
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking weird cat, man. Fucking, I'd love to hang out with him sometime.
Don't play or hate on me.
Play or hate someone else.
It's like he's feeding a baby bird, but the baby bird is a fat
grandpa
yeah, with no teeth because his grandson has them in his mouth. His grandson's like 30.
It's not wrong at all.
There's in the like the intro for the lateness, he's like feeding like ice cream to just some random old guy, I think. I don't even think that one's his grandpa.
Oh, really?
And then
I thought
he,
it was,
like, but... eats the ice cream, too, and then he, like, goes to give the guy a kiss on the cheek and then just, like, squirts out fucking ice cream all over his cheek and shit.
I'm pretty sure Rappy makes out with his grandpa. I think that's what we're realizing here.
You should accuse him of this in real life.
Awkward silence.
There's only 34 people listening.
It's dropping.
They've all started to drop off.
Nobody loves us.
People are slowly.
Like, they got tired. It was the grandpa incest that was the line that we crossed.
Like, these are the type of videos that he could just put on VHS and stick in an old shed and have just like random teenagers wonder what the hell was going on. Nightmare material.
Wait, no, we have 43 listeners. I was looking at the wrong thing.
How many?
43.
How?
I thought we dropped like 10 or something at the grandpa stuff.
Oh, there's a monkey.
Ice cream
huffing.
Makes me think of that.
Wait, no, it is 34.
Which one is it, Bradley?
It's 34.
How come it says 47 on Cacti Radio?
I don't know. Maybe it's behind. Because we had that many earlier.
Are we still on Blue Planet?
No, I hung up after my hour.
Hey, other people listening, you should call in.
Yeah. Here, I've got this thing. Phone show.
Let's go to the phones.
Louder.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Jeez. Holy crap.
What's that loud enough?
Down. What the hell? I have people sleeping. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
You should, I woke up babies.
You woke up babies.
You woke up grandpa.
Yes.
I heard there's teeth in my mouth.
We should call a number.
We should call Zyklon.
I posted some bad Yelp reviewed website or restaurants from California in the chat. I think all of them are open till midnight West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Let's play the word game.
Yeah, let's do that.
Viva Canita. Okay.
The word game is always fun. Who wants to go first?
Invalid phone number. No, it's not.
Let's just call random people and see if they'll say our word.
Okay.
Oh, that reminds me of an idea. Actually, I think I like posted that on your wall, Brad, that my idea was Craigslist
Breaking
20
news.
Questions.
Nick has an idea.
Good evening. Welcome to the Thinking Rolls. Restaurant.
Oh, someone's calling us.
Is that a vampire?
For reservations, press 1 now.
Hey, New Jersey.
Manager, press 2.
I hung up accidentally. Hold on. Sorry.
No.
We should have pressed 2.
Good evening.
Turn off your freaking news.
Call. Please hold.
Sorry.
Listen to me speak.
Bad.
I'm so good at speaking.
Don't forget, after this is over, Nick has an idea.
Tell this guy your idea.
Okay.
Okay. And if they don't answer, we're not doing your idea.
Answer. Asshole. Answer your phone.
You can tell his message.
I want to tell you my idea.
Manager, your
answer
idea.
Answer your phone. Got a good idea.
Hey, guys, what is the best Megazord of all the Megazords?
The green one.
What the fuck is a Megazord?
The green one.
What is a Megazord?
I don't even know.
Our Rangers.
Megazord powers
activate. I think the Dragonzord, you're right.
You had to blow like a... It was a half sword, half whistle.
Yeah. It's like a little weird staff thing.
This is the Spitfire.
Holy shit, you remember the song and everything?
Oh, yeah. My brother would be
pretty awesome. I did not remember the song.
And remember the movie? Like, he totally did not act in the show at all, but then he was all like... off and trim in the movie. Pissed me off.
Yeah, I think the Ninja Zord was actually the best from the movie.
That was
still can't
cool.
Find anyone to tell your idea to.
Yeah, I know.
I'll check open book.
Should I just say
call
it?
Something. Anything.
This guy on Yelp says this place I'm about to post is a harbinger of farts. I love, like, people who have, like, English degrees and have nowhere to use them go on Yelp and just go all flowery with their language.
Yeah.
Harbinger of farts.
Oh, God.
You shall be the harbinger of farts. Destroyer of worlds. Destroyer of underpants.
Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night, guys.
Oh, no, wait. Wait. I'm going to call Raymond. What? I'm calling Raymond.
Okay, I'll stay for Raymond.
Okay.
1 minute.
Who's Raymond?
Go die in a bag of dicks.
He's a guy from Facebook.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. Yeah. My friend has Raymond. Something to tell you.
Who it is?
Hey, Raymond, this is Nick.
Who it is?
I got this great idea. Do you want to hear it?
Who is this?
This is Nick. I have this idea. It's called Craigslist 20 Questions. It's where you call up somebody with an ad, and you just ask them random questions to try to find out what the item is. What do you think, faggot?
Who is this?
It's Nick, faggot.
What a do, Raymond. Yo, yo.
Hi, Raymond. I'm Brad. I'm Nick's friend.
Hey, Raymond.
Hello.
What you listening to there, Raymond?
I think you should pretend you can't hear us.
Yeah.
That always works well.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he liked my idea.
Who is this?
Who's this is?
You should...
Aren't you glad you waited, Greg?
Yeah. That was really good.
5 more minutes.
Let's call him back.
He has potential, though.
Hello.
Hi, Raymond.
Hey, Raymond.
Hey, home fry.
This is your landlord. You want to hang out?
Do you want to come hit the clubs with us?
It's your landlord. It's your landlord. It's your landlord. We gonna hang out or what?
You stole my cactus. Prepare to die.
I got your girlfriend pregnant. It's actually my baby.
Shh, it's actually his mom's. Don't tell him.
Raymond, I burned your toast yesterday. I'm sorry.
I made you slightly weak coffee.
We're all stalking you. How does it feel?
Samantha is the girl who I got pregnant.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Don't let her get away with it.
On Kevin Mitnick's Twitter.
Did he ever actually tweet that?
I think he twittered her Twitter.
He twatted her twit.
He twatted her. Retwattered her Twitter.
I'm gonna play with your Twitter all night long.
Oh my god, you guys posted a video to his engagement proposal.
Who did?
You're not getting married.
Who did that?
Hey, Raymond.
Oh, Raymond did.
Raymond.
We all know you're gay.
Raymond, you're so silly.
You're so crazy, Raymond.
Raymond's tripping balls.
Hello?
Hey, Raymond.
Shane.
What's up? What up, Doc?
Shane, did you know Raymond is tripping balls?
Hello?
Hi, Shane.
Hello.
Hi, Shane.
Who's this?
It's Brad and Nick and Dark Stranger.
And Raymond.
And Raymond.
Who?
Raymond.
Raymond.
Dummy.
Raymond.
Raymond who?
I don't know, some douchebag.
Okay.
He doesn't have a last name.
No, it's Raymond Crane. His last name is Crane.
Crane. Raymond Crane. Yeah.
How did you get my number?
Raymond gave it to us.
Yeah. Because he's a douche.
I don't know anybody named Raymond.
Raymond.
Now you do.
Raymond Crane. He's giving out your number to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want us to tell him to stop?
Raymond has a hots for you. He asked us to call and ask you out on a date.
What are you talking about?
No.
Raymond wants that ass. So back it up.
You ever been fucked in the ass, huh?
I like how he hung up as soon as I threatened his sexuality.
You guys, that video with Raymond proposing to his wife is kind of sad.
I didn't see it.
Depressing.
Did we ruin your high with it?
Which one's the video? The second?
I don't know. It's a bunch down his page.
Oh my god, he's
approximately
kissing
a bunch.
His girl's belly. That's weird.
It's way down on this page, but it's like sad. You don't want to watch it. It's kind of depressing. It's just them like in a dark room sitting around, and he's just like, oh yeah, yeah.
Did they have wood paneling on their wall?
No.
Oh, that would make
but
it even
worse. But
they
have an annoying little... It would be the best if they had wood paneling like you, Brad.
Oh, look, he broke his hand. What a sin.
No, it's like Soliton. Only make fun of Soliton, not me.
Didn't you have wood paneling that you were taking off over time, right?
Yeah, I took off one wall so far. I've got to take off the rest still.
Why would you take off wood paneling? So hip.
Because it's 2012.
You could be lazy and just paint
it. Is it 1974?
Come on, man. Everyone needs wood paneling and, like popcorn ceilings.
In chat, he'll defend his wood paneling to the death. Like, he does not take any sort of, crap about it. Abuse.
Oh, it looks like he's going to marry his girl after getting her knocked up twice.
Yeah.
They already have
in the proposal video, there was, that annoying girl was just, like, jumping in front of him. How do you accept, never mind.
God, you're stupid.
Someone from from New Jersey called in, and then he just now hung up. I guess we got boring. I'll call him back.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna go lurk on some.
Oh, hold on, I'm gonna call
bed.
Vanessa.
Awesome, Matt. I totally forgot that it's the and Ignat anniversary from Boston.
Hello.
Hey, Vanessa.
Yo, Vanessa, girl.
Who's this?
Yo, what up?
Who is this?
I'm Brad. I'm your landlord.
Yo, it's Manuel, man. It's Manuel Martinez.
Huh?
I'm hanging out with your landlord.
Who the fuck is this?
It's me, Manuel Martinez.
I don't know you.
Hey.
Yeah, you do. I'm your friend on Facebook, baby.
Listen, we're going to need you to hang out with us tonight.
And me too.
Who the fuck is this?
I'm Manuel with my friends.
I'm your landlord,
here.
And you're legally obligated.
I don't have a number.
I'm your friend on Facebook, honey.
What are you to me?
Bueno.
I'm your friend on Facebook.
I don't want you to tell my number. This is actually for my close friends that actually really know me and my family. So delete yourself from my Facebook.
Well,
and
you
say
you call myself.
Burrito.
I'm your landlord.
You're lying. This is my family, right?
No,
I'm Manuel Martinez.
This is somebody for my family because it's Bakersfield, and my family is in Bakersfield.
Talk faster.
Your mom's in Bakersfield.
I want to French kiss you like you do in your profile picture. If I was your family, I wouldn't be saying that, yo.
Muy caliente.
You're fucking smart. You guys stop calling me out. I'm fucking you're gonna really have problems, okay?
I'll make out with you even if you are my cousin.
What you doing over there?
You guys are fucking sick. Well, I got family in Bakersfield. I'm gonna find out who you guys are. I'm gonna fucking track your number down, and I'm gonna have you guys
smoke cocks every day.
Vanessa,
I'm your
landlord.
I'm Manuel Martinez, man.
Buenos dias.
You sound fucking gay. You guys sound fucking gay.
Smoke weed every day.
Put my name on Facebook for you, motherfuckers.
I'm Manuel Martinez. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Why didn't you set your privacy setting so only your family saw it?
Pinche cabrón.
You dumb bitch.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You worked at MA.
Whatever?
What company is Ma?
She works at Vector now.
How do you know that?
It was in one of her posts. She got a job today at Vector.
Longest interview. What a drama queen. Listen, I need you to support me.
Vanessa.
Who wants an appointment with me so I can get paid?
We need Jason's number.
Hecathorn?
No.
Oh.
Her boyfriend.
Or the...
her boyfriend.
I was automatically thinking the Steam Shark guy. Oh, Jason.
Vanessa. Oh. Did she just leave?
I don't know. She sounded very dramatic. You should call her back.
Yeah, do that.
But she asked me not to.
You? She asked you not to?
I'm just kidding. Don't you get it?
I love it when you mention, like, you're their friend on Facebook and you name an actual friend of theirs and they never know who it is.
Yeah, nobody ever knows. Everybody has, like, 800 friends they don't know.
It's kind of sad.
What's this world coming to?
Yeah.
What has happened to our social network structure?
Oh my god, we gotta call this next lady. She looks awesome.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 90954598 30 is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
When you have finished
recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
Doesn't she look amazing? She's just going to hang out with us, I think.
Yes, you need to call her. Please, okay. How did you find her, Brad?
Just open book.
Hi ho, hi ho, it's off to bed. This woman is amazing.
I'm gonna friend her.
I'm going to.
You should post to Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yes.
Hey, it's Todd. I just got your number off of Facebook. I just wanted to give you a call. I know it's a little late, but I wanted to confirm that this is you.
Yes.
This is you?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I was just reading your wall posts. They're so funny. I gotta say, you have a lot of personality in there.
Thank you.
It's really great. So, yeah, I hope... Did I wake you up?
Yes. I was just gone to bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't have any big plans for tomorrow.
Work.
Oh, well, you know what, sister? I got work, too, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, so I'm going to send you a friend request now on Facebook, okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
So we'll meet up sometime, go just, like, hang out after work or something, because I'm going to be in town. So I just wanted to get together with you. We can chat it up, you know, catch up.
Okay,
what?
Okay, all right, just give me a yell.
Well, are you trying to... You sound like you're trying to go. Am I keeping you from something?
Yeah, I need to go to bed.
Oh, well, you know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're not taking up any of my time because I usually stay up till like 3 or 4, so I still got like 10 minutes.
Okay. Well,
before I go to bed.
I need to go to bed.
But the awards committee, did you get the information for the awards committee for the chamber?
Yes, yes.
Are you all set for that? Because I had some paperwork here.
Yeah, I'm pretty set for that. I think I'm ready to go for that.
Well, I have some paperwork here that I need to ask you about before you go in, actually. So technically, you're going to have to answer these questions before you go in and do this, or else we're not going to allow you to come. So you're going to have to answer right now, okay? I'm representing the chamber. Hello?
Who are you?
I'm Todd Howard. I'm a representative from the chamber, and we do this. We call the night before just to make sure you're on the top of your game, and I just have some preparatory questions to ask you. And if you fail to answer...
You are not a part of our chamber.
If you fail to answer, then you're not going to be able to come in tomorrow, honey.
You're not a part of our chamber.
Oh, yeah? Prove it. Hello? Stupid bitch. You're a stupid bitch, Carolyn.
I'll call her back.
Okay, everybody needs to add her as a friend.
Hold on, call her back. I just want to swear at her really quick.
Okay. Thank you for calling me. This is Carolyn Estes. I'm not able to come to my phone right now.
I was going to leave her a message.
Let's try once more.
Okay.
Tell her you're trying
Does
to make whoopee.
Does not sound like she looks.
Say you're trying to make whoopee.
Carolyn?
Whoopee pies.
Did she pick up?
Oh. I think she picked up and hung up, maybe.
Oh, bitch.
Just once
more. Call her back.
Well, once more.
Once more.
Thank you for calling me. This is Carolyn Estes.
Oh,
I'm not able to...
She waited until she was in a crowded room to record her message.
Yeah, I noticed
and
that.
And now what's up with it?
She looks... She definitely does not sound like she looks. She sounded like a younger girl.
Oh, did she? I don't know. I thought she kind of
meant. She sounded like an older woman.
Hey, let's all read her posts. Let's do interpretive post readings of Carolyn Estes.
Yes, I agree. Who wants to go first?
You.
All right, I'll go first. I'll read it in my effeminate gay voice.
Yay!
All right.
How's it going to be different then?
All right, here's the first post. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to bed I go. I hope everyone has a great night or early morning, if you're still up. Tomorrow will be an exciting day as the awards committee for the chamber will be selecting who will receive awards this year. If anyone wants to give me a name or names, give me a call on my cell phone, 918-344-3389, after 9:30 in the morning. Nighters, owls.
Okay, everybody call her.
Wow. I'm off to slumberland to see what adventures my mind will have in store. Crazy dreams. Where the heck do they come from? Take care and hope all of you have a wonderful Tuesday. Nighters, owls.
What is this Nighters, owls?
Carolyn started
she sounds
using
like someone I would like to slap.
Family tree. Use family tree now. Okay, that's mine.
That was not yours, Brad. You can't do that.
No,
hey,
no.
Brad.
I made the rules.
Can I request a song to be played?
Okay.
I just sent it to you on Skype.
I'm so glad I stuck
it's called It's Okay to Be Gay.
I still want to hear gay Pizza Butt. Okay.
Can you post it on Tiny Chat? Are you in Tiny Chat?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks to Jen, my house smells so god, and some of the dust is gone.
What?
I've almost finished the laundry, but okay. The rest will have to just wait till later. Did some painting with Denise at her house.
No
and now,
more!
Re-day to call it.
I gotta hear you say Nighter's Owls again.
Nighter's
Owls.
I'm out of here for the night. I want to play with some photos for a while. Nighters, owls.
This is from Herbal Bacon.
It sounds like I'm one of those mobile things for children.
Wait. Before we do this, hold on. I got to do something.
It's getting
here.
Good.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it's not letting me.
Look at her obnoxious looking grandchildren that she posted a picture of. They look like the most annoying little shits.
Bunch of toeheads. It's okay to be gay. Let's rejoice with the boys
in the gay way. Not gay at all. For the kind of man that you will find in the gay way. It's okay to be gay. Let's rejoice with the boys in the gay way.
Crap.
This requires like a hamster dance kind of thing. That you will find in the gay way.
Stop now.
Yes.
Please. Please.
Oh, man.
That was no Pizza Butt.
Pizza Butt.
The gay people of the
well
world are Greg crying.
There's a Chris Chan version of the song, too, if you're interested.
Is there? What's it called? Oh, wait. Is the Christian the original one?
Yeah, he sang this song. Let me find it.
So this is a parody of a Christian song? Or is the Christian song the parody?
Did you ever see those Christian kids that, like, change songs up.
Here it is. I'll post it in Tiny Chat. Yeah,
oh, you mean they do like nursery rhyme type stuff, right?
No, like, I don't know, like a Beyonce song or something. Oh, they do parodies of it, but it's all like, praise Jesus.
You said that funny. You pronounced Beyonce funny.
Beyonce.
Let me see if I can find one. No more.
Best after show ever.
Is it? Only because of Carolyn Estes.
Yes, she made up for it. And you need to see her picture to truly appreciate that call, too.
I really feel like I know her after reading a few Facebook stats.
And looking at her horny-looking grandchildren. They look like fucking gremlin children.
Children of the corn.
I bet she can't sleep for the
red-eyed
rest of
weirdos.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
My kitchen is a disaster, so guess I better go tend to it. Dang, I love to cook, but it's hard to clean up. Ted likes to eat and doesn't clean up. Oh well. A woman's work is never done.
Ted.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that one's good.
Her fat husband doesn't like to clean
up. That's a true woman that knows her place.
I know.
Old people on Facebook, it's just the best combination.
This lady says she screens her calls. Let's see if that's true. She's like, I screen my calls, so leave a message.
I'm not enjoying this whole music.
I sure am.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I thought you might screen your calls, but apparently your Facebook status is just a big lie.
Liar.
We got through.
Do what?
Do what?
I usually do screen them, but then I thought, well, this late at night, you know.
We fooled you, didn't we?
Can we come
over? It's an emergency.
Your daughter's hot.
Shut your kids up.
Do you know who Caroline Estes is?
Are you guys Facebook friends?
Caroline? No.
She'll put you right back in the kitchen.
Do what?
What?
You heard me. Damn it.
What?
No, I didn't.
Therese, please try to pay attention.
I'm proud to hear that your daughter is a firefighter. What? I really have a lot of respect for our nation's city servants. They're more amazing than words can say. Call me when you can. My home number is, my cell phone is. I screen my calls, so make sure you leave a message and I'll call right back. I've truly missed you in the 3 years and 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Nighters, owls.
Okay. So,
why is your daughter strangling a black cat?
No, I don't think we're gonna say
she's holding him.
It looks like she's strangling it.
No, she's holding him, loving on him.
How old is your daughter?
Loving on him.
She's loving on it by sending it to the good Lord early.
Cat's in a better place now.
What the fuck?
Call Nelda, please.
Can we talk to the cat to make sure the cat's still alive?
Where's Nelda?
Is your daughter down with the clown?
I work at the ASPCA.
How come in the next picture she's wearing the cat's skin as a hat?
No, not hardly.
I mean, the pictures don't lie,
guys.
Get your daughter on the phone. We need to talk to her.
You need to post more pictures of your cat on Facebook so we know that the cat is
alive. Sorry, my child is asleep because she has school in the morning.
Oh, she's a child? Don't say it like that.
Yeah.
We require pussy lights.
It made me feel weird.
Oh, well.
She looked like a sexy big woman, but...
I'm her teacher.
It's Groundhog Day's Eve. Nobody has school.
Is Nelda there?
Not hardly.
She slid me her phone number on a paper she turned in today, and I thought it was her cell phone. It's a little bit embarrassing now at this point.
I can't
not
laugh and just read Nelda E-Girl's
I did it through my cell phone. I didn't realize it was going to show up on everything.
You live and learn.
Well, tell your daughter sweet dreams.
Mm-hmm, I will.
From Mr. Henderson. In social studies.
Is Nelda short for something?
She has to stay after for extra credit in social studies tomorrow.
Not Zelda.
Wink, wink.
By the way, she's getting A's.
Tell her to wear that skirt again.
Okay, you guys take it easy.
Who's the firefighter?
You too.
Who's the
firefighter?
Oh, wait, don't hang up.
A friend of mine's daughter in Mississippi.
Listen, we're going to call someone else.
We're calling Nelda, so stay on the phone.
Yeah,
stay on the line, man.
Yeah, don't hang up, man. Just 5 more minutes.
Life or death. You have to talk to this person.
This is Joe.
Oh, I want to get Nelda.
Joe, I want to get Nelda.
Hey, Claire. Been a long time. Want to catch up with everyone? After all.
You don't sound like Nelda.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
It's Joe.
What is this?
We're here with Joe Anders.
Not really. They woke me up too.
No. Don't listen.
No, we didn't.
Don't lie.
Don't be like that, Joe.
No.
Back to sleep, guys. Good night.
Listen, oh. Joe. Hello. Joe,
it was an emergency.
5 more minutes, Joe.
Joe, listen.
Joe's still here.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
How old's your daughter, Joe?
It's 3 in the morning and we're all horny.
Oh, no.
We needed to hear Joe's voice. Joe.
Okay.
Who the hell is this?
We're Roy.
Can we come over for a sexy party?
Are we calling Nelda?
No, we're calling Dwight Walker.
Stay in the line, Joe. Go
Why
back
can't you
five,
just be satisfied with Joe?
The other
you
lady
want
wasn't,
Nelda.
She wasn't picking up.
I hate everyone who tried to call my cell phone. Shut off. Here's my new number.
All right.
I love your reading.
Let's call girls and say that their friend sent them a free 5-minute sex line, sex talk with one of us. Yeah. And ask them if they'll accept.
Guys, can we hold
and
the phone?
Say weird shit to them.
Whatever happened to Nelda E. Harold, like 3
Sneaky
people back?
Pete. What the hell is that?
You're just going to be your friend, Joe. Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Is that the only thing you know how to
Please
say,
Please leave your
Joe?
Message for 631.
We need content, Joe. Content.
Who is this?
Carolyn.
Joe woke me up again. Go back to bed and drinking.
Carolyn Estes.
I'm now repped.
Joe's not doing anything for me.
Who is this? Fell in love with the product in the spring it put back in my step. I'm excited to share it with all of you. Give me a call.
Not sure what the hell is going on.
Just We're go just with it.
This is a dream. You're not
you
going to remember
tripping.
This.
Hi,
leave me a message. Thanks. Bye.
At just tone, wake up.
Please record your message.
Don't
Lay
wake
the drugs,
up.
When you have
dude.
Finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I think you should press a number, Joe.
Who is this?
It's Joe!
Joe's our new friend.
Hey, Joe.
We love you, Joe.
Hey,
so
Joe.
Much.
Joe's a good guy. He's the kind
I
of friend
you.
That'll let you puke in his car.
Joe, I love you like a fat kid loves cake.
I was really down on my luck, and Joe made me a beet juice that you guys wouldn't believe.
In fact, she
turned
is
my
a fat kid that loves
for
cake.
4 days.
Please leave your message for...
He reached Destiny Falcon, so I can't answer my phone.
I hate
did
people
it
who do that.
I hate Those that, too.
Motherfuckers. Dumbasses.
Pieces of shit.
Makes me mad.
Hello, somebody's phantom machine.
Oh, I hope this
girl... We don't love you as much as they love you.
Text me to all my boys. Chucky, I'm waiting to hear from you. And all my boys, be safe. Chucky, I don't know where you are. You're out. Hit me
up. Is this
up.
How you get the ladies? You read other people's posts?
Chucky, I'm waiting.
What sort of drunken madness are you fools doing?
Yeah,
we're
really.
Sexting. This is how we're going to be sexting.
I pity the fool.
I'm stoneder than I am drunk.
Me too.
Kevin, what's his name?
I've had various
Rob, Joe?
And
just go with it, Joe. Just
yo,
with
Joe.
It.
Yo, Joe.
Just go with it.
Can I yo, call you, Josephine? Hi.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
What you
hey,
doing?
Jill.
Shelly, my friend Joe here, he's shy, but he would really like to go on a date with you.
Who?
Joe. Say hi, Joe.
Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Who is this?
Oh, he is shy, Joe.
Yeah, he is talking to her. Shh. Joe, talk to Shelly.
Who's Shelly?
Joe, you're fucking up.
Joe,
you're
you
never gonna get laid,
man.
Joe.
Not for me, you're not. No.
Oh,
oh, come on, give him a chance.
Yes.
Pack black.
Oh, Joe, too bad, Joe.
Joe, you need to speak up and be a man.
Never gonna get fucked.
Never gonna.
I don't think Shelly's ever gonna answer her phone again.
Or date anybody named Joe.
Love that Price is Right music. It actually sounds like a wiener deflating.
Yeah.
Wow. Play it again. Play it again.
I'll never be able to hear that again without thinking of that.
I know.
I only watch The Price is Right when I visit my grandmother, and I make fun of all the losers. And she gets angry at me. She's like, that's not very nice.
I always root for everybody to fuck up.
Look at this. Look. Shut up, man.
Yo, Joe, shut the fuck up, man.
Hello?
You reached the point with the Stafford SPCA. Please leave your name, your number, the time you called, and the purpose of your call. I'll call you back as quickly as I can.
Hi, we're trying to get Joe neutered.
He seems to have a fucking attitude problem.
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
Don't worry, we can always give you nudicles.
He's gonna be banging Shelly
totally
all the time.
Fucking yo.
Time for a castration. Time to castrate the bitch.
Is that a bad fish?
Yeah, he's losing.
What?
It.
Yeah, that's
so.
Me.
Yeah.
No, that's not me laughing. No. Why? Why?
Hey, off the moonshine.
I think that might
be. Sorry.
Her.
That was me.
Yeah.
This lady
whoever
says,
said that Joe has an attitude problem is
yeah that was me.
He definitely does though.
Joe has a fucking attitude problem.
Joe's sassy.
You have to pay the bad attitude fee now, sir, or you're going to evict you.
Joe's like that picture that keeps appearing on Skype of that cat smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, do you smoke weed every day?
Smoke weed every day.
Is Joe still there?
Oh, yeah. He
you
loves
have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
I'm still here because I am very intrigued in what the fuck is going on.
Can we get Joe to come listen to himself? We should get him to listen to himself.
This
you
is
want
a dream,
to
Joe. This is a dream.
Arby, can I invite
are we
him?
Even on the stream?
Yeah, sure.
Can you go to phonelosers.org, Joe?
No, cactiradio.com.
Or cactiradio. You'll hear yourself right now.
I'm sorry, but I'm not available right now. But if you need your name,
unless you don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah, don't have a fucking attitude problem, Joe. Go to cacti-radio.com.
This is the corporate office. We order you.
Get your head on right, sir.
Hey. We need new friends.
Will you be our new friend, Joe?
Joe, are you on the internet yet? Do you know how to open a web browser or whatever?
I don't have internet.
Have an internet?
Open up Netscape Communicator.
Why don't you steal AOL the internet from your neighbors?
It's AOL keyword PLA.
Go to your neighbor's house. Just so you can hear yourself. Do it.
I don't have internet. Who doesn't have fucking internet? Where are you, Joe? 1984?
He doesn't have internet. Don't believe you. Did Joe hang up?
Oh, yeah, I think he's probably going to Cacti. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't have internet.
Yeah.
He has dial-up.
He got upset that he doesn't have internet.
He's got to hang up to dial in.
Yeah. God. Save Joe's number so I can call him again.
This is terrible. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Amy.
I'm sorry?
Hi,
you
Amy.
You have reached the maximum time.
What you doing?
Who is it?
I'm Brad. And then also...
I'm Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
I'm Nikki Walters.
She's Nikki. Who else is here? The N?
Are Roy's always here.
Herbal's online. Okay.
Yep. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We have a friend named Joe we want you to meet.
Yeah, we think you guys would make a cute couple.
He's got a bit of an attitude problem, but
yeah, he's got a
he's working through it.
He needs, and he also doesn't have the internet. I don't know if that's a deal breaker.
He needs a woman to straighten him out.
Yep. But he's getting nudicles installed next week, and they'll look totally natural.
Ah, that's always a plus.
You're into that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
We think you guys are perfect for each other.
Cool.
Do you smoke menthols or unfiltered, ma'am?
Neither one.
Oh, whole then.
She smokes weed every day.
Oh. Smoke weed every day. Yeah, if it was legal, I would.
Oh, we know you like to break laws.
Yeah, no.
You badass.
Everyone else does it. So it's okay.
Ma'am,
Who are you people?
Tell us the last crime you committed.
So long.
Tell us the craziest thing you've ever done.
You're kidding, right?
No, for real.
Who are you people?
Well, first tell us the craziest thing you've ever done. Because we asked you first.
I'm not crazy.
No, I know, but like a crazy thing you've done. Like, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Tell us a secret. Oh my God.
Come on, just open up.
What do you think about right before you fall asleep?
Who is this?
Who do you think about when you touch yourself?
It's Nick and Brad and Nikki and the other people.
And Joe. And Herbal.
Yeah, Joe. And not Brad.
The end is here.
How did you get my name and my number?
You know that wacky morning radio show you listen to every morning?
No, I don't listen to a wacky morning radio show.
You're going to now.
I like you more.
Hello.
I don't just like her, I love her.
She doesn't have a fucking attitude problem.
You what?
You don't have an attitude problem.
Nope.
No, I don't have an attitude problem.
I don't think Joe's good enough.
Yeah, we're gonna find somebody better.
You'll
for
be
you.
Our new best friend Joe. If you tell us a secret.
Hey, ma'am, would you like a man who's in management? Like at a pizza place? Restaurant? His name's Keith.
He's a tourist.
No, not
But you can
style.
get discounts on all your food.
He's totally clean.
Yeah, well, that's good.
We won't catch much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't share a pizza crust with him, but yeah, weed, sure.
Who is this, Amy? Do you own the internet? Do you own the internet?
Do you own it?
Well, no, I don't own the internet, but I use it.
Do you use
I'd like to own it, but
I'm
no,
sorry.
I use it.
I've been up too late.
Yeah.
You should come listen to your show.
Hoi,
I own the internet. All of it's mine.
Okay.
Do you want to listen to yourself?
Not particularly.
Neither do I.
You're really funny,
does
though.
Does my voice sound that good?
It really does. We think you should consider a new career.
I have. I'd like to do voiceovers, but, you know.
We're going to get you started.
Yeah, you can do a voiceover for us right now.
Really?
In the opening music. You just have to say something really cool. Really interesting. Say cactus.
Okay, so, like, anyway, so how do I know you?
Say cactus.
Say.
You're blowing it.
Do what?
Cactus.
Cactus.
Thank you.
PLA, go away.
I win the word game.
Okay, can you say tampon?
Yes, I can.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
You're so clever.
Thank you so much.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Who are you sharing your bed with tonight?
That word come from.
Can you say brought to you by Carl's Jr.?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Can you say fuck you, I'm eating?
I could, yes.
Go ahead.
But I'm not.
No, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, it's fine.
Do it.
Just friends here.
We'll hire you for voiceovers.
Carl's Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
Oh, I love this lady. You should really consider coming to listen to yourself.
Oh. I love that. Okay.
CactiRadio.com.
Where would I come to listen to myself?
CactiRadio.com.
I'm sorry, do that one more time.
CactiRadio.com.
We can do it all
night,
baby.
Hey, look, I'm old, okay?
How old?
I'm actually, I'm 55.
Holy shit.
Young enough.
I mean, I'm down.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. You know, it's all in your head anyway.
So,
you're all in my head, baby.
Radio.
Let's go to the phone. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I should give out the phone number. Why are people calling in? Why?
Hey, ma'am, put down the knitting needles and pick up a pen and write this down.
Please don't call me ma'am.
Lady.
Call me slut.
Excuse me.
I'm going to call you hoebag.
Hoebag?
Yep.
May I call you beautiful?
I'm going to call you shitface.
You can call me beautiful, sure.
Hey, shitface? Go to cactiradio.com,
please. No,
that's just our cute nickname for you.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Dick Muncher.
Okay, so, like, how did you come across me? Or you haven't come across me, but how did you find me?
I told you I own the internet.
We've been stalking you.
You posted your phone number on Facebook.
No.
Yes.
You did. You said, hey, Facebook friends and family, it's tax time. And if you haven't really found that wonderful tax person that works hard to get you every dollar you deserve. Oh, wait, your name's Debbie?
Coming closer to sounding like somebody I know.
Wait, is your name Debbie or Amy?
Well, it's Amy.
Is this Josh?
Yep.
Oh, you got us.
No.
Hey, no. It's Josh.
Ding,
what's up,
ding,
tampon
ding.
Face?
Is it really?
We're all Josh.
You wouldn't be Josh of me, would you?
Oh, boy.
Yuck.
Come
here.
You're really amusing. I think you were probably the best call we've made.
Well, thank you.
How's your 15 minutes of fame?
You know. It is what it is.
How many people are listening to Amy right now?
49.
Awesome.
Wow.
Maybe 27, though. I don't know how to tell the numbers apart.
Okay, so there are probably about 50 people listening to you. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Hi there. Wow. I am impressed.
Radio.com.
Hey, tampon face, can you put down that highball and write down this website?
Did you write down
tampon
the website?
Tampon face. Wow.
Yes,
what's the website?
Cacti. C-A-C-T-I. And then radio. Then .com.
.org.
I thought it was .com for the radio.
No, it's .com. Just kidding.
God!
Okay, let's try one more time with one person telling me.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up so I can hear what y'all are saying.
Bradley, hey, this is Josh.
Bradley,
don't talk
you take
to me
care
like
of
that.
It.
CactiRadio.com. CactiRadio.com.
Do you drive a Volvo?
You were supposed to shut up while she's getting the website.
Yeah, God.
Oh,
oh,
I only said it eight times.
Shit.
She's got it. Damn it.
She's just...
Damn it.
Do you drive a Volvo?
What's the website?
I don't drive a Volvo.
Lady, what's the website? What's the website? Do you know?
What is that? Cacti?
Obey the cactus.
Obey the cactus.
Oh, shit.
Yay!
There you go.
Or is he busy listening to you?
He's getting ready to call the police on me.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I don't like the popo.
I like popo.
Not into older ladies, but I'm getting kind of a chub right now. Kind of sexy, baby.
The sound of his voice is going to be a chub.
Unless you dress up as a cop, come over.
It's time for sexy party time.
Titty time.
Okay, like, so, where are you?
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
No,
Roy, New Mexico.
Right around the corner.
From inside the house.
I'm looking in your window right now.
I'm in the basement.
Really?
Do you see the man in the scream mask?
I don't have a basement.
No, you, not that you know about.
I know where I live.
Not that you know about.
And you know too much about me.
You're sassy. I like that.
I am.
You're a sassy broad.
I am a sassy.
You
no, I'm not a broad.
She's a sexy lady.
Yeah, it's Rob and Joe and
Josh.
Josh. Okay.
Don't forget.
We're
Josh.
All in Roy, New Mexico.
I'm Royina.
Okay. And who are you?
These are Cacti Radio, the prank call radio.
Oh, man, you're fucking pranking me?
No, no, this one's for real.
That ain't fucking cool.
Thank you so ding, long ding. To figure that out.
Damn it.
Hey, I
damn it. It.
Are we bad at pranking?
Jesus Christ. Who are you going to call? Who would you call? Who would you call and prank?
Can we talk to your man?
Hey, can I ask you?
Oh, hey. Well, that's my son,
hey,
hon.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
I don't have a man, per se.
Hey, how did y'all get that?
How did we get what?
That dick in your mouth.
Oh! Oh! Oh. No, I don't believe you did that.
Well, I put some drugs.
That's my son. Blade,
and then I went and I located your dick and I put it in my mouth.
That's my boy asking you if you got a dick in your mouth. That's my son, Prime Joy.
Oh,
right? That is my son. That is one of my sons.
That's my Prime Joy.
How old is he?
23.
Oh, good. He's legal. You think he'll go out on a date with me?
My phone rings. Oh, wait, this is a prank thing.
You guys are getting
my phone could be doing
you're
anything at the moment.
Yourself.
Hello?
Hi, Katie. Speak up.
Katie. Hi, Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
How are you doing, Katie?
How are you doing?
This is not Katie.
Who the hell is it then?
Well, he's getting any right numbers tonight. Put her on the phone.
Wake her up. It's an emergency.
Bag of dicks. Hurry the fuck up.
Tell your son to turn his radio down.
Amy,
turn the radio.
All right.
We don't need that.
That's what he needs to do.
Hey,
you want a real number to call? I'll give you my father's.
Okay.
Oh, do me a
freaking favor. You can listen at the same time when we're calling.
Oh, can I really? Oh, God. Yeah, but he's a swinger, so it really won't make a fuck to him.
What?
He's a swinger?
He's a swinger.
He's a swinger.
He's a swinger. Him and his...
He'd get off on it.
I can give you his name. His name and his girlfriend's name.
Can you give us a social security number?
Please do give us a phone number.
My mom can.
I want his credit card number.
His family yucks it up day and night.
We do want the phone number, but we all have to be quiet.
Yeah, give us his phone number, his address, his social security number, and his mother's maiden name.
Oh. I can give you his address, his mother's maiden name, and his...
Yeah, but he's poor, so it really wouldn't count.
Let's start with the phone number.
We'll be the judge of that, ma'am.
He's worth what? You're what?
What's the phone number?
832-297-0883.
What happened to Katie? What
should we say
to him?
And his name is Wesley Earl Rogers Sr.
That's a great name.
And he Sycamore.
Sounds eerily close to James Earl Ray, sir.
Do we have a plan for talking to this guy? Or are we just going to be drunk at him?
Yeah, we have nothing.
We're just going to be drunk at him.
Yeah, it usually works out.
Let's tattle on him.
Yeah, we're just going to say that they told
You gave us a number.
Well, hi, I'm sorry we're unable to come to the phone at this time. We're glad to give you a call back. Thank you.
Well, you don't get to play today.
What a douchebag. Somebody could be dead in a road and he didn't answer.
Just keep calling.
It'd be all his fault.
Do it.
Keep doing it.
I wonder who we could call that
they
could really get fixed off.
Sean.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we should definitely call Sean.
Yo, Sean, we'd be so bad.
Fuck Sean.
Well, hi, I'm sorry we're unable to come to the phone at this time, but if you'd like to leave a name and number, we're glad to give you a call back. Thank you.
Well, hi. We'll gladly give you a call back.
Why, what are you guys?
Is he a player?
What are you guys doing?
I'm a skeevy little motherfucker. <It's>
like... I'll give you a call back, baby, right on your lips.
That didn't make sense, but it was funny.
That's awesome.
So, is there anybody you hate?
A bunch of people. Oh, call this guy. His name is Cooper.
No, leave Cooper alone.
No,
he's from New Jersey.
No, we need to call Cooper. If it's somebody that you say we need to leave him alone.
Quick, Amy, son, yell out the number.
His name is Bob Cooper.
Small child.
It's a 732 area code. 732-768-4170.
Oh my god, I gotta hear this.
I think I got it.
We're not sober enough to make good pranks. I just hope you're not expecting much.
His name's Bob.
No, Rob.
Rob. Oh, God, we got enough Robs in this house.
Hello?
Rob!
Who's this?
Your worst nightmare.
No, Rob, this is John from the from Verizon. We've been getting a bunch of nuisance calls coming from your number, and we're investigating this, and we need you to stop making those types of calls.
Or we'll have to disconnect your line.
You're busting my balls?
No, sir.
Not yet.
We really need this to end.
We're professional.
Right now.
We would never bust your balls.
And we don't appreciate that language being used on our phone. We're Christians.
Hello, I don't know who you are, but why are you calling me this time of night?
Because we're with Verizon, asshole. You don't need to get an attitude with
us. Asshole. Don't talk to me like that. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Hey, listen. I'll talk to you however I want.
I think we should put the asshole charge on his phone bill.
Yeah. Your phone bill.
I don't have Verizon, you dumbass.
Who is this? We're going to sign you up for Verizon, and then your phone bill is going to arrive in a milk crate.
This is Operator 18 in the billing department. I just received a request for an asshole charge of $35.48.
That's correct,
sir. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this man just agreed to sign up for Verizon.
So oh, excellent.
Yeah, you should send him out the package.
I know who this is.
Okay, all right. And the asshole fee has been added.
Corey, listen, shut the fuck up. We're trying to set up your account.
Laugh all you want. I know exactly who you are. My phone's being traced right now.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, you're
okay, perfect.
Us.
Yeah. Nice.
Actually, I'm recording this whole conversation, you dumbass.
Uh-oh.
This is operator number 58. I just saw that you were trying to add a this man is gay fee.
That's correct, sir.
No, he's not getting the gay discount. Okay.
And good day to yous.
Hey, Corey?
His name's Rob.
Oh, Rob?
Rob, you're as gay as AIDS.
Rob.
Trevor told me to say that.
I thought his name was Corey.
Cooper.
Hey, Cooper.
It's Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
Who the fuck is this?
Is that your name, Mr. Cooper?
His name is Robert Cooper.
Robert.
Isn't that a basketball coach?
Robert, can you hear me?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
It's a really stupid name.
Listen, Robert.
I'm listening to you. Who are you?
Suck a dick.
Suck a whole bag
of dicks. That's good. Come say to my face.
He knows how to suck
Stephanie,
a dick.
Stephanie Black? Who is it? Stephanie? What is it? Stephanie?
Yeah, my name's Stephanie.
I hope
Genius.
You die in a tire
fire. Hey, it's Stephanie. You got me.
All of us are Stephanie.
We know about your sexy, sexy dick lips.
Give me some of them dick lips, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, why don't you just hang up the phone, you retard?
I don't know. Nope. I'm going to find
we'll
out who you are.
That ass.
Really? You're never going
to
find out
who
we are.
You need to route it through your central computer.
Just hang up. Just hang
and
up.
And record the call.
You'll never figure out who we are.
Just hang up.
He has nice, squeezable buns.
You're powerless.
Like I know exactly who you are.
No, you don't.
Who the fuck is this?
Who are we, Stephanie?
Who the fuck are we?
Are we friends with? Who are we friends with?
Can I come over and bust your balls?
Did you say
the consequences will never be the same?
Did you say you wanted to go over and dust his balls?
Dust his yeah.
I know
I
do.
I got my feather duster and my sexy maid outfit. I'm gonna dust his dirty, dirty balls.
Ooh, I'm done.
Who's John?
I'm getting a half boner.
Your face is John.
I think you ought to go over there and swipe his balls. You guys are funny, huh?
Yeah, you and your fucking dick lips there, baby.
Maybe he also needs to be neutered.
You can make all the jokes you want.
We plan on it.
But I'm not going to cry.
Elvis.
Thanks for the permission.
We're hurting Rob's feelings.
It's okay, Rob.
He's such a big man.
Don't cry.
You don't have to cry.
No one's going to cry.
But we would prefer if
he'll take his revenge one day. Just you wait.
We're good at making girls cry.
I ain't a girl.
You act like a girl.
You know me, come over here.
I'm right outside the fucking window.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, I
know.
Alright.
Next.
We're all outside your window.
Are you still recording?
You wouldn't have
I'm taking a piss on your car.
Hey, can you sell us the recording? Because we've said really funny things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put it on my iPod.
Yeah, can you email it to dicklips@gmail.com?
Well, I better go save that. That's a good dad.
Cack and balls. How are you cack and balls, huh?
Guess what, Mr. Cooper? We're all your new stalkers. So look forward to hearing from us in the future.
We want to hang
Are you
with
getting
you.
A hot on from this, huh? Getting a hot on, Rob?
I know that I have a giant boner.
My fucking fat, are you a chick?
Hey, why don't you come meet us at the Walmart?
Grandma's face.
I'm not a chick anymore.
Come and meet us at the Walmart.
And neutered.
What are you, fucking Jade's friend?
He's scared. He's scared to go to the Walmart. That's why he's trying to
change
conversation.
Yeah, you'll never come
to the... Well, how'd you get my number in the first place?
You'll never come to the Walmart.
Well, you know, if you put aluminum foil on your head, nobody'd ever get your number. But you won't do that either, will you?
Why don't you talk normal and friggin' tell me how you guys got my number?
You could just cut off your head.
Hey, why don't you just hang up the phone and go to sleep and stop freaking out about nothing?
Phone, I dare you.
Yeah, we're with the Brazilian Secret Service.
Yeah. We're calling to tell you you want a free Brazilian wax.
Hola. Yeah.
You'll never have to dust your walls again. Thing,
huh? Hey, have we upset you?
Wait.
Have we upset you?
You hear that laugh?
Wait.
I know that laugh.
Uh-oh.
I know your laugh. I know your laugh.
That one's goofy.
Alright. I know exactly who's fucking with me. It's good.
Yep.
Oh, is that really good?
I think you knew 20 minutes ago.
Are you going to kick their ass?
Why is this fucking with you? Nobody liked you. Oh, God. Are we in the band again?
Yeah, do we need to break
out? I'm
going to
get out my balls. Give me a second. I'll also get my harmonica. Here's my harmonica. I'm dedicating this one to you.
You have so much balls to call me, but you won't tell me who you are, right?
That's correct, sir.
I thought you already knew. What happened to that?
Oh, nicely dusted.
I knew my laugh.
So who's messing with you, buddy? Who are we?
Do you want to meet up somewhere?
Yeah, we would tell you, but you seem to know, so what's the point?
Yeah.
Why don't we meet up?
Yeah, meet us at the fucking Walmart there, pussy.
Bring it.
What the fuck are you talking about Walmart for? Who the fuck goes to Walmart?
We do.
Yeah, we're going to meet you in the fucking parking lot if you'll get there, you fucking pussy.
He's
too much
scared.
Of a pussy there, pussy?
You know where Walmart is?
Dick lips?
When do we go to McDonald's?
Tell me where Walmart is.
Let's walk down to the fucking Walmart with your pussy lips, and I'm going to make you suck on my big fat cack.
Suck on his chocolate salty balls.
Your best motherfucking day, dude. Trust me.
Yeah, whatever. Come on with you. Who the fuck is this, then? Who is this is?
Hey, are you angry?
Who would this be?
For one, you don't scare me. For two, I don't give a fuck who you are.
He's scared.
You don't scare me.
You sound like you feel threatened there.
And see,
yeah, that's why you're crying. I'm looking in your window right now, and you're fucking crying like a little fucking girl.
All right, yep. Whatever you say there.
So has your bone trace finished yet?
Go tell the police that people said funny things to you.
Okay, bye. We're going to hang up on you now.
Dude, hang up from me now. I don't give a fuck.
We love you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's time to be a bitch.
Yeah, I'll be a bitch. When you come.
God, you're writing. That guy's annoying.
He's gone now.
He's gone.
Oh, no.
Hey, everybody. I joined in halfway through.
He's really annoying.
Hi, Holiday.
Hi, we
Mr.
Fighter
and Mr. Walters and Mr. Dark Stranger.
You guys, I hate to break things up, but I'm gonna get going.
God damn.
We have to leave, but you guys should consider coming into the chat room and hanging out with all of us.
I can do that.
I can give you another phone number to call.
No, fuck that.
I can do that.
Next week, we'll call your friends.
Dark Stranger could be the conference host.
God, he's signing me up for the conference host. What's this lady's name?
I have to wake up in 4 hours. I'm going to bed.
I'm saving your phone number so we can call you back.
All right.
Anybody?
Oh, we're turning around.
I'm going to bed, too.
I'm just leaving. I think we're all leaving, honey, but you were definitely the best call in a long time.
You're all awesome. Right. Well, I have to know. I like that. I like being on top.
We like you.
We like
being on top.
You're good people.
I'll keep that in mind. You guys go have fun as mother and son tonight.
Hey, quickly, hang up.
Let me know, one thing, okay? Like, what state are y'all in?
I'm in Oregon.
I'm here.
Huh? You're where?
I'm in Oregon. She's in Canada. Nick's in Illinois. We're all in different places.
We need to know what you two learned this evening.
I learned not to answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What about your son?
Okay.
He ain't learned nothing.
I never learned anything. I played PlayStation.
See ya.
All right, bye. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody. Quick.
Bye.
I'm adding Amy Haynes to my Facebook.
It's not Amy Haynes anymore.
Oh, God, but we want to be your friend.
But I'm not even Amy.
Who are you?
Did you forget who I am? Am I that forgettable?
You are.
I'm hurt.
You're Debbie.
I'm
sitting
here.
Are you Debbie?
I am Debbie. I am your friendly tax consultant.
And I'm Wes.
I want you to do my taxes.
Taxes. Woohoo!
Man, good night to you. Can you make a pillow and a comforter boyfriend and think of me?
God, Brad, you're slow at hanging up on people. Hurry up.
She's going to be with her son.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? What's your name? Who am I thinking of?
All right, have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Hurry. Bye. Out of here. Go.
Should I hang up now?
I just play the sad music then, and then you can hang up on everybody.
No,
unless people want to tell us what they learned again.
Fuck that.
No.
I learned I need to go take a
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Sweet dreams, everybody.
Bye.
Kissy.
Bye.
Yo, it's Quality Control, D's Nuts Part 2. Getting drunk and recording like you know how we do.